For National Police Week, Democrats unveiled a plaque honoring the Capitol Police who defended Congress from President Donald Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol January 6 of 2021 in an act described as insurrection.
It cost us our sweat, our blood. Some of us, it cost us our jobs. Some of us, it cost us our peace of mind. And for some, it eventually cost us our lives. The transfer of power was made, and our democracy survived.
Capitol Police Officer Danny Hodges attended the unveiling.
With the exception of Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, I have not heard from a single Republican member of Congress, not even to say thank you. And to my knowledge, none of my colleagues have either.
Hodges was among the 1,300 law enforcement officers defending the Capitol. 138 of them were injured, 15 hospitalized. California Assemblyman Eric Swalwell of Contra Costa County led the charge to get a plaque at the Capitol with other Democratic lawmakers, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco.
They don't back the blue, they back the coup. But we know the truth. We know what these officers did, and we know what was done to them.
At the instigation of the President of the United States, they caused an insurrection right here in the Capitol. And they are trying to rewrite history.
At the same time Democrats unveiled a plaque for Capitol Police, Vice President J.D. Vance was at an event with the Fraternal Order of Police, which represents some 355,000 law enforcement officers across the country. Vance took shots at Democrats and what he called their liberal defund the police agenda.
In November, I think the American people killed the defund the police movement. And they used Donald J. Trump as the murder weapon.
Meanwhile, in Congress, House Republicans were busy pushing their cop-friendly narrative with two law enforcement bills, one to allow officers to purchase their retired firearms. Republican Russell Fry of South Carolina is sponsor of H.R. 2255.
This is a very common sense bill. Law enforcement officers put their lives on the line every single day. They should be able to purchase their service weapon.
It allows for the sale of any firearm other than a machine gun that is, quote, issued to an officer. That means if an officer uses not just a handgun, but an assault rifle, a grenade launcher, any.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin opposed the bill, saying the GOP turned bipartisan legislation into a partisan one that would allow abuse by those in positions of power.
Because the bill also now has no background check requirement, it would create a situation in which it would be possible for an officer to retire, commit a crime like domestic violence or assault that would ordinarily render him or her ineligible to purchase and possess firearms, but then still be able to buy a firearm from the federal government without any background check at all.
Two studies in the 1990s found at least 40% of police families experienced domestic violence. That's compared to 10% of families in the U.S. There's lack of more current data. But Fry said the overseeing agency, GSA, General Services Administration, would have the ability to set in place limits and safeguards. Raskin also blasted Republicans suggesting a performative support of law enforcement while slashing hundreds of millions of dollars in public safety money, describing it as defunding the police.
DOGE decided unilaterally to cancel more than $500 million of Department of Justice grant funding for local law enforcement, public safety, and crime prevention programs all over the country. In our communities. And what did we hear from our colleagues across the aisle? Did they stand up to DOGE and object to this defunding of the police? No, Mr. Speaker, our colleagues said absolutely nothing.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.